Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching, focusing on being salt and light in the world, was recorded at our Summer Family Bible Conference and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
You aren't going to sit there and just sneak up on people. You aren't. That's not the way that God wants you to do it. I mean, if you really believe that you're called to a church, and if you really believe that God wants you to speak out and be the light and the salt, well, then do it without dishonesty, without craftiness. Just be blunt. Just stand up and say, it's not true that miracles passed away with the apostles. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is still real, and I speak in tongues. Would you like to hear? And you know what? If they receive it, well, then wonderful. I'll come over to your side. But if they kick you out, then go someplace where you can get in agreement with their vision. But I tell you what, there's so many people that are trying to sneak up on their church and sneak up on people. And it reminds me of Amway, where you invite them over. The truth is they've got a hook. They're trying to hook you. It's deceptive. That's wrong. He says this isn't how we minister. We've renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. Man, he was just open and blunt and bold and saying the truth, saying the things that God had put on his heart. In verse 3 it says, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ. How does this light shine? Through people. And you know what? If you let your light shine, and if it isn't changing people, you know why? It's because the God of this world has blinded their eyes. We are fighting a spiritual warfare. Satan is out to deceive people. I made reference to this briefly last night, but I mean, we are in a battle not only for our individual lives, but our family lives, our church lives, our nation. Satan is trying to just wreak havoc, and we are the salt, we are the light. And if we aren't releasing it, and if we aren't standing and speaking forth these things, well, then the God of this world just has free access. This is saying very clearly that the God of this world is fighting against the gospel. And brothers and sisters, you and I are the answer. You and I are the antidote for the problems of this world. That's what this is saying. But the God of this world has blinded the minds of them that which believes not, lest the light of the gospel of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. You know, in the same way that God created the heavens and the earth and there was darkness over the face of the deep, and God said, let there be light. And the moment light came, darkness fled. God, who created light and started everything. You know, life can't exist without light. All life is dependent upon light. Well, likewise, in the spiritual realm, now that light is in our heart. He has caused His light. His truth resides with the body of Christ. There isn't any truth anywhere else. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Everything else is a lie and a deception. And we're the ones with the light. We're the ones with the truth. And in the same way that He commanded light to shine and darkness fled, God has now put this light on the inside of us and told us to go and share it with other people. You know, when the angel appeared unto Cornelius in Acts chapter 10, and he told Cornelius to send to Joppa and inquire for Simon Peter, and Simon Peter would come tell him the gospel. Did you know that I'm sure that that angel knew the gospel? It seems like it would have been more efficient for the angel just to preach the gospel to Cornelius and get Cornelius and his family saved right there. But you know what all this goes back to in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, it says, "You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth." And so God gave authority to preach the gospel to human beings. Angels aren't going to do it. God isn't going to do it. He gave that authority to us. And even God's whole kingdom operates within this. God is not going to violate these things and just supernaturally reach out and touch people. Again, one of the things that people come to me with the most is that they'll sit there and ask me to pray for a certain person. And you know, if it's a neighbor, if it's a relative, if someone they know, what I will usually do is pray that God will use that person. And I use them like a prayer cloth and say, "I'm releasing the anointing of God into you, and you go share with these people." But people are wanting to pray for their relatives, but they don't speak to them. The Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 23, it's either 1 or 2 Peter, it says that you are born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible seed by the word of God that lives and abides forever. You don't get born again through prayer. Prayer doesn't save people. The Word of God is what saves people. It's the truth. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. It's only the truth you know that makes you free. And we're praying that God will touch people and that God will send revival, but most people aren't willing to be the salt and the light and to let their life shine. And because of it, it's not going to happen. You don't get people saved by praying for them. You get people saved by telling them the truth. Now, prayer can aid in you telling a person the truth. I'm not saying that we don't pray for the lost. You can pray that their heart will be receptive and things like that. But ultimately, it doesn't matter how much you cultivate the ground and fertilize it. You got to plant the seed. You are born again by the incorruptible seed, the Word of God. And somebody has to tell people the truth. Somebody has to be speaking the truth. And so God, in the same way that He commanded the light to shine out of darkness, He's now commanded the light to shine in our hearts and through us to other people. And brothers and sisters, we got to take that light and put it on a candlestick instead of hiding it and let that light get out to other people. In verse 7 it says, "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us." You know, it'd be wonderful if God had somehow or another just, you know, like the old pictures portray it, that if you truly are born again, you have a halo or something, and that everybody could see your halo, and that everybody could tell that you're born again. But that's not the way that it is. I mean, we have this in an earthen vessel. That just means an old clay pot. You know, this physical body, my physical body is no different than anybody else's physical body. You look at me, and on the natural, you know, all you see is what I am in the physical realm. But man, all of us are different on the inside. It's something inside that God has changed. We are a totally, totally, totally brand new creature on the inside, and it can be reflected through the things that we say and do, our attitudes towards things. Man, why? You know, there's been a number of things. It started with Wendell this morning, but just nearly every person that stood up has talked about something and about how we shouldn't be shocked and affected by the things going on in this world. You know, if you are looking at things in Christ and seeing what you have in Christ, you won't be affected by all of this. The world's talking about $4, $5. I read something on the internet. They're predicting when $7 per gallon of gas will come. And people are just crying about that, and everybody's talking about it. And sad to say, a lot of Christians are just lockstep with everybody else complaining about how bad everything is. But the Scripture says that He'd supply all of our need according to His riches in glory. The point that Paul was making, we are like, you know, ambassadors. We are exempt from the laws of that nation, and our country is going to support us. It doesn't matter what it gets to. You know, Paul over in the UK, what are you paying for gas over there? £12? $12. Yeah, I was going to say, it couldn't be 12 pounds. But and if you talk about diesel, it's up to $13 and $14 per gallon. You know, those people have been paying prices like that for a long time. I mean, when our prices over here were $1 a gallon, they were $5, $6, $7 per gallon. And you know what? The God's meeting their needs over there. Amen. What I'm saying is, do we just sit down and roll over? No, you know, believe God, come up with a creative idea. One of you guys come up with the car that runs on gasoline and get it past the gas companies. Amen. I mean, water is what I meant. Car that runs on water, and get it past the gas companies and stuff. You know, do something about it. But in the process, if we just were realizing who we were, and when you go to the gas pump and everybody else is griping and complaining, just say something about, it's not going to affect me. God supplies all my need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. That's an opportunity to let your light shine. I remember one time I was out pumping gas. This is back when, you know, they still pumped your gas for you. But it was raining cats and dogs. I mean, it was a gully washer. And so I got out to pump my own gas. I didn't want to have to make this guy come out. And anyway, they came out there in a raincoat and everything. And they said, oh, it's a terrible day, isn't it? And I said, oh, it's just a beautiful day. I didn't mean to say that. I didn't try and say it. I didn't plan it. It's just the way I felt. And he just looked at me. And I said, every day's a good day when you got Jesus in your heart. And man, I got to open up and talk to him about the Lord. But you know, if you would say what you really feel, if you would just let this light shine through you. But the truth is, many of us, when you're here at Bible school, if you're a student, somebody says, how are you? And you say, oh, I'm blessed. But you go down to the 7-Eleven and they say, how are you? And they say, oh, fine. It's like a double standard. You know what, man, I get so many opportunities to talk to people when I say I'm blessed. And they say, blessed? And I had this one lady say, well, I would never go as far as to say I'm blessed. Boy, things aren't going very good in my life. It's just like opening up an entire garage door. You could drive a semi through that one. Amen. We just need to let our light shine is what this is talking about. And we have it in an earthen vessel. When people see your attitude and realize that you aren't crumbling under the same pressure that's... I guarantee you, people will sit up and take notice and they'll say, what's different? Why doesn't it bother you?
That's all the time we have for today. But be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to make a difference by being salt and light in the world. This teaching series was recorded at our 2008 Summer Family Bible Conference in Colorado. It's available in an 8-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Request series RM230 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The second CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the second teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs, 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Remember, your donations to this ministry keep Gospel Truth on this station Monday through Friday.
I'd like to encourage you to go visit our website. And I tell you, we have one of the most powerful websites of anything I've ever seen. I get comments about how user-friendly it is. I have hundreds of my teaching available for free downloads. And there's literally been people's lives saved by having all of this teaching material available to them free of charge. We have our living commentary there. I have about, I think it's 8 years or more of our television programs that you can view right there on the website. We have about 10 or 11 years worth of my radio programs there. It's just a wealth of information, so please join us at awmi.net.